The rock opera Tommy has been around for more than 40 years. The Who's 1969 album started it all, and 20 years ago, a new version of the show was written, with different plot twists and music. Second Street Theater is trying its hand at this challenging show. It opens today. I'm Kelly Blyer, and Second Street's Tommy is the focus of this week's Heart of the Arts on Take 5.
Tommy, can you hear me? Can you? Can you? Can you hear me? How can he be saved?
Second Street's owner Marilyn Toma and her daughter-in-law Sandy Klein are directing this ambitious rock opera. For Marilyn, the show was not unfamiliar.
When I moved to California in 1970, the first show I did was Tommy the Rock Opera at the Aquarius Theater. Now, it might have been 71. I'm not positive about the dates, a long, long time ago. But it was so much fun. We had auditions were in the Aquarius, and I was in the lobby waiting to go on and do my audition scene. And the guy pacing up and down, nervous Rick, who was trying to be Tommy, was Gary Puckett of Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, who I just think is fabulous, and I couldn't believe he didn't get it. But Teddy Neely did it, who later became Jesus Christ in the movie, Jesus Superstar, and did the show, and he's been doing it ever since. Sandy was the one who brought it up, and she said, we should do Tommy, the rock opera, because you've done it, and it's so much fun, and everybody she mentioned it to got excited about coming to see it, which is a good sign.
And so the two put the word out that they were going to do the show and held auditions. Their lead, David DaCosta, wasn't even living in Bend yet, but heard about the show as he was moving here.
I did the show about 7 years ago, I'd say now. Yeah, maybe not that long. And I played Captain Walker, which I'm playing in the show now. So yes, I had experience doing the show.
What about the boy? What about the boy? What about the boy? He saw it all.
Costa had performed in musicals in the Boston area for decades and was quickly cast in the role of Captain Walker. The show involves a young boy, Tommy, who witnesses the murder of his mother's boyfriend, and the trauma causes him to stop talking, but he makes his mark as a pinball wizard. The new version of the show is different from the original.
It was rewritten for the stage as opposed to the movie versions that people are familiar with and just the plain album version that people are familiar with. So it has more of a congruent story to it. It has more of an understandable story to it. My character in the movie version is immediately killed off, and that's what Tommy sees, and the story continues on with Tommy's mother and the lover. In this version, it's Captain Walker who, in sort of self-defense, shoots the lover, and the story continues on with Tommy's biological mother and father. So you kind of see there, you see a lot of the show through their eyes, and you see their struggle as well as Tommy's struggle. So it opens up two new characters it strengthens the mother character even that much more, and then opens this Captain Walker character.
The show's band really makes the music come to life.
Band is incredible. The band is absolutely incredible. Very lucky. It's all music mostly. There's very little dialogue throughout the show. It's really music from start to finish, and they're going to carry it. They're wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful. I can't say enough.
Co-director Sandy Klein says the actors and musicians are going to surprise people.
We have the most amazing cast and band. You know, this show's going to rock Second Street Theater off its foundations. So, you know, if you like the old classics from The Who and The British Invasion, you're going to love this show.
Tommy will be at Second Street Theater starting tonight through January 28th. Tickets are $20 online. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.